On day one of the two-month-long federal election campaign, both of the main contenders are focusing on Queensland. The Labor leader Bill Shorten is planning to make an announcement on education as part of his campaign theme of a fair go for all. The Prime Minister Malcolm Turnbull, on the other hand, has started with a pitch about strong economic management. From Canberra, Peter Donald reports.
The election campaign proper has started, and so have the TV ads.
When you back the Liberal plan for a strong new economy, you're backing more jobs.
Malcolm Turnbull is starting out with a pitch to voters to trust the coalition on the economy. Growth and jobs is his central theme.
Australians will have a very clear choice: to keep the course, maintain the commitment to our national economic plan for growth and jobs, or go back to Labor with its higher taxing, higher spending, debt and deficit agenda, which will stop our nation's transition to the new economy dead in its tracks.
Today marks 10 years since two men were rescued from a collapsed mine at Beaconsfield in Tasmania after 2 weeks trapped underground. It was the beginning of the rise to national prominence for then-union leader Bill Shorten.
How's Karen? How are the kids?
Good? Yeah, good. All grown up.
Bill Shorten's beer in a Beaconsfield pub with Brant Webb and Todd Russell fitted neatly with his central campaign pitch.
But what I saw in those intervening 14 days has stayed with me every day of my life since then. It is an Australia where everyone gets the fair go. This is the Australia that I and my united Labor team are ready to serve.
Fairness is Labor's chosen theme for this election.
I will fight this election on schools and education. I will fight this election for health, hospitals and Medicare. I will fight this election for real action on climate change. Will this country be a country that ensures that the fair go is for everyone, or that the fair go is just limited to the fortunate few?
Bill Shorten wants the election to be fought on policies, not his personal popularity, while Malcolm Turnbull is trying to get voters to focus on Mr. Shorten's history.
After 3 years, they have learnt nothing from the failure of the Rudd-Gillard-Rudd years, in which Mr. Shorten, of course, was a leading player.
Bill Shorten is stressing Labor's unity these days compared with an often divided coalition. He hopes that if voters get sick of the long election campaign, they'll blame Malcolm Turnbull.
This is my opponent's 55-day election campaign that he's given Australia. But I and my united Labor team are ready for this election with our positive policies.
He might feel ready, but all the major political parties are going into this campaign with leaders who've never led them to a poll before. Who knows the stamina they'll have and if or when they'll stumble. The Nationals leader Barnaby Joyce says voters want their politicians to be real.
And they want us to be real people fighting for their real issues with a real heart that reaches out to them. And that's what we'll continue to do.
Deputy Prime Minister Barnaby Joyce ending that report from Peter Donald.